Millions of people across Iran have rallied to mark International Quds Day in solidarity with the Palestinian nation. Iranians from all walks of life took part in the rallies held in about 800 cities. Demonstrators expressed their support for Palestinians against Israel's aggression. They also called for an end to the Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands. Al-Quds Day has become a symbol of the global condemnation of Israeli crimes against the Palestinian nation. The annual event is held on the last Friday of the fasting month of Ramadan. This year, the rallies have coincided with Israel's brutal attacks on the Gaza Strip.
We have taken part in Quds Day rallies to show support for Palestinians in Gaza. We also want to show our hatred towards Israel, which kills children and other innocent people.
I'm here to condemn Israel's crimes against humanity. I call on people in Gaza to remain steadfast and continue resistance against Israel.
Innocent people who've nothing to defend themselves are being killed in the ongoing Israeli war on Gaza. I'm here to tell Palestinians that they are not alone and that we back them in their struggle against Israel.
I want to tell Palestinians that we support them. I also condemn the U.S. international community and the U.N. Security Council for their double standards and their stance on what's going on in Gaza.
Well, to get the latest from Gaza itself, we're now joined by Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live. Ashraf, what is the latest?
Yes, Waqar, the death toll continues to rise. Five people were killed by the Israeli military in the last hour alone, including a paramedic who was just trying to exit the ambulance next to the Beth Hanun Hospital in northern Gaza. Israeli attacks continue nonstop throughout the Gaza Strip, all the way from Rafah in the south to Beth Hanun, Jabalia, and Beth Lahia in the north. Israeli tanks continue to pound almost every area in the eastern perimeter of the Gaza Strip, or also known as the buffer zone, trying to make their way trying to make their way through to the Gaza Strip. What we've heard right now is a Palestinian rocket probably heading to Ashdod, Ashkelon, or Rishon LeZion as we speak. So thousands are injured, thousands of people are injured and killed, and it seems that the international community still keeps turns a blind eye to what's happening to the people of Gaza. The only thing that us as Palestinians saw today was the solidarity on the International Quds Day, especially by the millions of Iranians in the Islamic Republic of Iran who expressed their support for the Palestinian people and their suffering.
Indeed, and I wanted to speak about those rallies and, of course, about the protests that are taking place within the occupied territories as well, Ashraf, for example, in the West Bank, in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, et cetera. How are Gazans feeling about that sort of solidarity within the Palestinians themselves, considering, Mahmoud Abbas himself had been quite muted in his responses so far to this Israeli aggression?
A lot of people I talk to, they say it's better late than never, because they expected that their brothers and sisters in the West Bank, occupied Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and other places would respond earlier to the Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip. Palestinian blood in Gaza has been spilt every other minute, while Arab world kept silent, and also the West Bank has kept silent for a while. Only a couple of days ago, when they started showing real action, real retaliation against the Israeli army.
Okay, Ashraf, as always, thanks very much for that, and stay safe. That was Ashraf Shannon speaking to us live from Gaza.